So start by sensing the weight of your body on the floor. What parts of your body are coming into contact with the ground? What parts are resisting that contact? Notice the weight of your head on your head platform or book. And then notice your upper back, your shoulder blades. Where do they contact the floor? The back of your upper arms down to your elbows. If you don't, right now this would be a good time to fold your elbows and let your wrists rest gently on your torso. This will allow your arms to stay a little more in front of your back. Now, follow your shoulder blades in towards your midline and sense your spine on the floor. And follow that down towards the back of your pelvis. Keep breathing and notice that there are some sounds coming from some other rooms where other people are, and that's okay. Just let the vibrations resonate through your body and flow back out. And as you sense the weight of your pelvis, notice that the weight of your legs are dropping gently into the hip sockets. And breathe into that space around the top of the leg. Breathe into that space in the bowl of the pelvis. And then keep traveling down your legs, your easy knees, which are pointed up towards the ceiling, and back down to your feet. Can you sense the arches that are supporting your feet? The arch from the heel to the big toe, the arch on the outside of the foot from the heel to the little toe, and the arch across the front of the foot, across the metatarsals. And that triangle of arches is supporting your foot and receiving the weight of your leg. And on the next inhale, let the air go all the way through your body and let your breath breathe all the way down into the arches of your feet. And then breathe out. And then wait at the end of the exhale until your body needs the air, and then let the air fill your body all the way from your head to your feet. And then exhale again. Notice if there's anywhere in your body where you're holding, where you're not making contact with the floor. And on each inhale, allow more breath to go into that place. What are you hearing right now? What are you seeing? Does the room you're in feel warm or cold? Where are you in the room? Are you closer to the door, closer to a window? Are you lying on the floor? Are you lying on a table? As you breathe, notice the three-dimensional space of the room and allow the breath to fill that too. And gently, easily bring your hands together above your chest and rub them together to make heat and energy. And when you're ready, palm your eyes with all that warmth. And with your eyes closed, do eye circles. Make eye circles in one direction, slowly, easily. Circle your eyes. Notice how that feels in your head and your back and your feet. And then pause and softly and gently go the other direction with your eye circles. Sense the weight of your eyes in your head and the relationship between the eyes and the visual cortex, which is in the back of your skull, resting on the head platforms. And then stop. And without opening your eyes, let your fingertips start to come apart. And sense the light coming in through your eyelids. And softly, gently allow your eyes to open, but let them stay with the weight of your head. Notice how you're receiving the light through your eyes. And bring your hands together one more time. I'm gonna rub them again. Generate some more heat. And when they're nice and warm, put them over your ears. And when you do this, you'll hear more of what's happening inside your own body. See if you can keep your eyes easy while you listen. And slowly, gently take your hands away from your ears and notice the sounds in the room. Also continuing to hear the sounds inside your own body. Keep breathing. Keep sensing the weight of your body on the floor and the ground reactive force coming back up through your body, supporting you. On the inhale and the exhale. I'm going to read a series of questions which are part of a piece composed by Pauline Oliveros, who developed a practice called deep listening. So staying with all of those directions and sensations, let the sound of my voice and these questions flow through you. They may have answers that are words. They may have answers that are sensations. They may have answers that are questions. Can you imagine letting go of anything that you don't need? As you feel the support of the ground or floor underneath, can you imagine sensing the weight of your body as it subtly shifts in response to the pull of gravity? Can you imagine sensing the subtlest vibrations of the ground or floor that is supporting you? Can you imagine your body merging with the ground or floor? Can you imagine listening to all that is sounding as if your body were the whole earth? There might be sounds of your own thoughts or your own body. Natural sounds of birds or animals, voices, sounds of electrical appliances and machines. Some sounds might be very faint, some very intense, some continuous, and some intermittent. As you are listening globally, can you imagine that you can use any sound that you hear as a cue, either to relax your body or more deeply, or to energize it? As you sense the results of this exercise, can you imagine including more and more of the whole field of sound in your listening? Near sounds, far sounds, internal sounds, remembered sounds, and imagined sounds. As you become more and more able to use any sound, whether faint, ordinary, or intense, to relax or energize the body, can you imagine what becoming increasingly aware of all the sounds possible to hear in any moment? Can you imagine allowing yourself to express the sound of your breath as you continue your global listening and deeper breathing? Can you imagine expressing any sound that comes naturally with your voice? Can you imagine continuing this sonic meditation by sensing, listening, breathing, and sounding? Can you imagine that you are sound? And now, when you're ready, gently, easily let your knees go to one side and roll to that side with your head and your body, and just rest there for a moment in the fetal position. Breathe into your back. Let your ribs move with each inhale. And when you're ready, you can gently bring yourself up to standing. Now, as we're standing, see what you notice that's changed with gravity. How is it different from laying down? Do a scan from the top of your head, gently, easily down through your body, and notice that the weight of your head is supported by the spine and the legs and the arches of the feet. And sense the ground reactive force coming back up through and supporting all that weight.